Have you ever been listening to a song and been immediately transported to a certain place or time? I know I'm not the only one. My name is Zoila Darton. This is the Feel Everything podcast, where we discuss music, the heart, and the mind. Feel Everything, episode one, with Zoila, the host. Hello. My gosh, it's episode one of Feel Everything. Eek! From my intro, you already know. My name is Zoila Darton. I am your host. You know, I started this podcast because after being quite traumatized by my experience working in the music industry, I started to really love music again. That might sound really strange. So let me give you a little backstory. I'm the daughter of two musicians. I grew up around musicians. I grew up in the music business, and I worked in the music business for many, many years. I bowed out in 2017 after a pretty traumatic experience being an artist manager, not by the fault of anyone other than the actual industry of music. You know, I had spent almost 10 years working towards creating a more equitable space in the Latin music business for people that looked like me, Black Latinos, Caribbean music. That is really, in my opinion, the foundation of what we in the popular, you know, listening to popular music now with reggaeton, that's Black music. And it was really challenging for me as a Black woman, as an Afro-Latina, to see the music be co-opted. So I worked really hard alongside my amazing mother and her company, Mayimba Music, my brother, and all the incredible people in the industry that really rallied for the valiant work that we did at Mayimba Music. So I had the amazing opportunity to manage an Afro-Latina. And long story short, it was not the best experience for me, as it really showed me the ugly side of the music industry and really of the entertainment industry. But that's not what this podcast is about. This is just a little pop, you know, little backstory. So I burnt out. And for a long time, while of course I listened to music and music was always going to be a part of my life, it was really hard for me to be a steward of music the way that I used to be. And I'm not very different in the sense now, but for a while I only listened to music that I knew was going to feel good. So I was not interested in pop music or any new music. I was just like, give me like some 90s rap. Give me some Motown. Give me some rock and roll that I know I'm good. I felt so disconnected and angry at the cycle in the music business that I could not separate it from music, the music and the business of music. But happy to say, I'm okay now. So one day I was driving to Los Angeles. It's about a 2.5 hour drive from where I now live in San Diego. And I was listening to one of my favorite artists of all time, Miss Fiona Apple. Give it up for Fee. She's one of the best songwriters and composers of our time. Fight me if you don't believe me. That's okay. We'll fight about it. And I was listening to her album from 2012 called The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and the whipping cords will serve you more than ropes will ever do. Yes, that is the album name. My girl is a wordsmith and long-winded like me. So this song called Every Single Night is about emotions. It's about not being able to quiet the mind, but also not really wanting to quiet the mind, because that is where we find ourselves, right? When we really listen, this is why so many of us meditate, whether you meditate still or you're meditating while you're running or in the shower. The purpose of meditating is to be with your thoughts. It's not to clear your thoughts. It's to see your thoughts and say, okay, you're right there, and then keep it moving, right? So this song, I'm going to just say a few of the lyrics, and then I'll get to the one lyric that really inspired this podcast. So it goes, every single night, I endure the flight. I'm not going to sing it, just kidding. Every single night, I endure the flight of little wings of white flamed butterflies in my brain. These ideas of mine percolate the mind, trickle down the spine, swarm the belly, swelling to a blaze. That's where the pain comes in, like a second skeleton, trying to fit beneath the skin. I can't fit the feelings in. Every single night's a light with my brain. Ooh. Oh my God, Fiona. Every single time I hear this song, and really any Fiona Apple song, I get a full body chill up and down, in addition to going really hard in the paint as I sing along. There's something about Fiona's music that makes me feel like myself, makes me feel like the parts of myself that sometimes I'm afraid to connect with. And there was one particular line in this song, and I think you might recognize it, where she says, every single night's a fight with my brain. I just want to feel everything. So I was driving in my car and I heard this song and I heard that line. And I was like, I need to talk about this exact emotion that I'm feeling. Because in that moment, and in every moment when I'm listening to Fiona, whether I'm happy or sad or excited or whatever, it is the way that I feel. It is emerging something in my body, in my brain, that has been wanting to come to light. And she really helps me understand those parts of myself. And I think this is a very particular feeling and a connection to self that I wouldn't feel anyway else. Like, I'm not going to feel like that in therapy because I'm not alone. I'm with someone else, and that other person is also expectant of me. They want me to share my thoughts. I don't want to always share my thoughts. Sometimes I just want to sit with my thoughts. And so I said to myself, I want to know if other people feel the way that I feel when they listen to music. Is this a common thread in us as humans? Do we all feel this deeply when we listen to certain songs? And so that's how the idea was born. And I have to be honest, every great idea I've ever had is either born in the car, in the shower, or in bed. It's never when I'm like sitting down at my desk with my notebook, you know, that's not how it happens for me, at least. And so here we are. Very grateful for Fiona Apple. I'm very grateful for my brain, and I'm very grateful for the experience of life that allows us to create the soundtrack that really gives so much life to the world. And so I want you to think about this a little bit. What is the soundtrack to your life? What does music really mean to you? What are the songs that you put on when you want to zone out? What are the songs that you put on when you want to feel something? What are the songs that you listen to when you want to dance or when you want to get revved up? What are the songs that you put on when you're angry and you want to fight somebody? What are the songs that you put on when you're in love? I almost encourage you to sit down and write those songs out. Maybe even make a playlist for each part of yourself. I have learned that music has taught me so much about who I am and about how I experience the world. You know, I think about when I was a young girl and I wasn't an only child, but my brother was 7 years older than me. So I definitely spent a lot of time alone and a lot of time with Aretha Franklin and the Jackson 5. When I got older, Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles, Biggie Smalls, Total. Those songs and those artists are parts of me. I can almost relate every single moment of my life to a song or a lyric from my past. It's kind of like Seinfeld, you know, like there's an episode of Seinfeld where every happening in our lives is Seinfeld the Bible. Next episode. And so that's why I'm here. And this is why I wanted to bring on my guests to talk about the music that shapes them. And I hope that when we do, and we go through the season, there's 7 episodes and they're amazing. I hope that it allows you to sit with yourself a bit and get deep into who you are and what really makes you feel. Okay, so I wanted to keep this episode short and sweet because we have some really great conversations coming up. And this podcast, as much as it's about me, it's not about me. It's about music. And I don't want to take up too much of your time. And also, I don't like talking about myself. So I'm really excited for next week's episode. We have an amazing guest. Her name is Jennifer Mota. She is a music journalist. She is a host. She is a producer. She is Dominican. She is from Philly. She's a badass. And we're going to have a really interesting conversation about why she has dedicated her life to Dominican music. And I cannot wait for you to find out her song lyric, because this show is based off of the song lyric. And I have to tell you, I've known Jenny for a long time and I could not believe the song lyric that she chose. So I'm really excited to be here. Obviously, I've said it like 6 times. And thank you for being here. You know, it's really scary to put yourself out there. I'm oddly not terrible at putting myself out there, but it doesn't mean that I'm not terrified every single time that I do it. You know what? As a great woman once said, it makes me feel like a natural woman. So thank you so much for being here. Please rate the podcast, share the podcast, even though it's just episode 1. I hope you like it. Even if you don't like it, any rating is a good rating. All PR is good PR. And we'll see you next week. I'm so happy that you're here. Don't forget, feel everything.